Dolly Parton empire continues to grow.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Dolly's world. You better be nice.
You know, and it's always something that she comes up with, and you have this feeling like, really? She didn't have that already? Like, I remember that when her makeup came out. You're like, oh, Dolly didn't have makeup already? I thought she would have. Her newest thing is jewelry, a new jewelry collection inspired by Dolly Parton. Of course, it's going to contain butterflies. I mean, you could have Dolly anything right now. I'm waiting for, you know what, Toyota, I'm calling you out. Do a Dolly Parton inspired vehicle.
A Dolly wagon.
Yeah, a Dolly wagon. Oh my God. She's everywhere.
I don't know what's happening in the last 2 years in Dolly Parton's world where she's decided, you know what, let's just, whatever they want to put my face on, let's just do it.
Right.
I mean, between the wine and the cookbooks and the party accessories. By the way, Walmart right now, the holiday decoration section specifically, is at one end of the aisle, you can get Dolly Parton holiday plates that say it's Have a Holly Dolly Christmas. Fantastic.
Duh. Right? Like, why hasn't that been around for 50 years,
Facts.
You know?
And then on the other end of the aisle, just as adorable, you can get Snoop Dogg Christmas decorations.
I've saw the Snoop on a stoop for a long time, the play on the Elf on the Shelf, but there's more than that.
Oh, there's a whole line this year at Walmart of Snoop Dogg Christmas decorations.
Okay. The other person who is, like, expanding his empire.
Right? What a wild world. Who would have thought 20 years ago that Dolly Parton and Snoop Dogg would be both be selling holiday items at Walmart this year?
In the same aisle, right? I know. That's crazy.
In Chris Rock's last comedy special, I laughed out loud when he said, when did Snoop Dogg become Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.